Good morning, beloved. God bless you. We thank God for this 23rd day of May 2023. And I also thank God for the opportunity to share and break the word. It takes man to read and man to try to yield himself, but we know it's the Holy Spirit that brings understanding to us. So this morning, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help me to deliver this short devotion, that whoever hears will be blessed, and that, Lord, you will also, Father, bring understanding to whoever hears, that this seed will bring forth fruit and life in everyone that comes across it. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Once again, beloved, we thank God. And God helping us, we'd like to continue on the thought about the gift. The gift that God gave us. We read a few scriptures yesterday morning, and we'd like to continue, Lord helping us. We read Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, this scripture here lets us know in simplicity what that gift is. It's the gift of eternal life. And I know there are many gifts, but I'm talking about the gift this morning. Not just the byproducts, but let's focus on the product itself, the main product. We also looked here in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, when Jesus was telling the disciples how to receive this gift, or when or where to be, exact instructions before he sent the gift. This gift is not just received just anyhow. There must be precept upon precept, line upon line. And God has to be in the middle of every precept and every line, so that it lines up exactly according to his word. Then does he bring this fulfillment of this eternal life into somebody's life. And we know it's very simple. Repent ye of your sins. Confess Jesus, the Son of God. Accept him as your personal Savior, and ye shall receive the gift of eternal life. Now, we realize here in Luke 24 that this eternal life is referred to as power from on high. So if we have been given power and we've been given another opportunity to live on this 23rd day of May 2023, 5/23/23. How are you going to utilize this power from on high? Beloved, the Lord put it on my heart to dwell upon the subject of the gift. Again, remember, we are talking about the gift, which is eternal life, power from on high. We are not talking about the gifts. For if you have the main product, then you have also the byproduct. If you have the main gift, then you also possess the ability for all the other gifts also. But I'm not focusing on the other gifts, because I would like for us to dwell upon the main gift. It tells us that we have been separated from sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Before we were separated, But now we have been joined to an invisible army, the army of God himself. And God has chosen Jesus Christ to be the commander, the high priest, the captain of the host of the army of God is Christ himself. And you, as a recruit, you have been recruited. The life and the breath of God has been breathed into your life. And you no longer live for yourself, but it is Christ living in you. It says in the scriptures that your life is hid in Christ Jesus. And Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ is living in me. Beloved, if we have this revelation, then how are we ought to live? What is the importance of this gift of eternal life? Every day you wake up, you know that God has given you another chance, another opportunity this morning. Yesterday is gone. A new day has come. Something new is got to be done today. Something new is got to happen. That's why we begin each day with prayer, asking the Lord to guide and direct our path and guide our thoughts and lead us into that purpose for which he has granted us life, for that eternal life, to still dwell in this mortal body. There's coming a time when this eternal life will change its dwelling place. But for right now, this eternal life is being captured, is being dwelled into an earthly vessel. That is why it is important to make good use. The scripture says the life that is not properly lived or accounted for, God shall destroy that life. He shall take it away. That means you and I are under obligation. You and I are surrendered to the Holy Spirit so he can live through us today. Wake up with purpose every day. The former things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The distractions and the old habits are gone, brother and sister. Why did God save you? Why did he give you this important gift? The most important thing. Nothing is as important on this earth than the eternal gift of life himself. There is nothing important, I stress that again, that eternal gift in you. So why are we not focusing on that eternal life? Some come to church, we focus on gifts and forget that the important gift itself is inside of them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. You are an heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood, filled with his spirit, with his breath of eternal life. Whilst we are yet in this mortal bodies, beloved, let us live every day with purpose. Don't focus on the byproduct, but focus on the product itself, the main product. I'll put it to you in this term. The product is the life that you live. The product is how you make good use of that life every day, 24 hours in a day. Beloved, don't focus on the wrong thing. You sleep for 8 hours. You work for 8 hours. And for the third eight of the hour, you don't even know what you're doing with that in perspective to this purpose. You may read your Bible for 10 minutes. You may listen to a sermon halfway. You're not even finishing the sermon. Just bits and pieces. You can't even focus a full hour for God. Some are focusing on the byproduct, the preaching of the word, speaking in tongues, interpretation, visions, prophecies. These things will cease. When you are under the anointing, the Holy Spirit can make these things become an everyday thing if you focus on the product itself, not the byproducts. Focus on living for Christ. Focus on the people you meet every day. Focus on impacting life. The Holy Spirit was given to continue the gospel. Was given to impart life, to change life. The same thing Jesus was doing when he was here on earth is why he gave his Holy Spirit to continue that work. Look at what Jesus did and you see an example of what you need to do. You need to meet somebody like the woman at the well. And you need to be able to have eternal life. Speak to that person so they can see Christ. You need to be able to meet a beggar on the road and tell him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. You need to be able to meet a blind man lost in sin and cigarettes and smoke and adultery and fornication. You need to meet a blind man and a woman like that so that you can tell them also, go and wash and come see. You also need to meet a beggar on the road. The question is, who are you meeting today? Jesus' life was full of people he encountered. You're going to encounter some Pharisees. You're going to encounter some Sadducees. What answer are you giving them? What life are they seeing? Let's focus on the gift. Let's focus on living and impacting life today. Let me put it to you this way. Now, when you go to a wedding, if you are the man in the wedding, the important thing in that wedding is your wife, is the bride. There are so many important guests there. Excuse me to say, the father of the bride, the mother of the bride, the family, and everybody is important. That's why they have been invited. And there's another table called the gift table, where there are so many people showing their love and putting gifts on there. But beloved, if somebody came and wrote a check for $1 million on your wedding day and put the check on that table where the gifts are, I tell you, you're going to walk out of that wedding place not thinking about that check that is on the table, but you're going to be thinking about the wife that you are walking away with. She is the most important thing. It's not the job, but it's about the job, not the promotion, not the title. It's about what you're studying in school, not the degree you're going to get. It's about what you do with what has been given to you, which is the life, but not what you get out of the life. Beloved, let us meditate upon this, for this is how we find our directions. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you and give you hope and understanding and blessed assurance as you go to face the day and give you victory to live this life and impact everyone you come across. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Shalom.